Bringing the electricity and bringing the positivity. Hey, let's get it. Hey.
Wow.
Well, you know, I was sick last week, so I had to come back. You know what I mean? I had to come back and double up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You got all of that out of your brother.
Oh, yeah, man. Yo, I got all that out, you know, out of my system. I'm good. I'm healed up. And today, first of all, shouts out to Yale Entertainment. Right. Anybody want a podcast, DM me, Lightworker Wayne.
Oh.
All right. Oh. We are searching for new shows to produce. Okay. Ooh. I want to say shots out to Empress Ashanti.
Ashanti. Hi, guys. I'm back at it again. How y'all feeling today on this beautiful Sunday? It's a new week, a new day, a new month for opportunities and blessings. I'm feeling amped, man.
Okay. And we also have a brother from our first season.
Yay.
Mr. Baba Soul.
Yeah.
The legend himself.
The legend of.
The medicine man. The priest. Hey. The MC.
Oh, hold up now. I told you, don't be labeling me all these things, bro. I'm saying, I get it. Okay. It's good to be in this. In the building, you feel?
You feel?
Yes, and we have today a very important guest, two guests that are here, one in spirit and one in flesh. We have Madam Clark of Chief Nighthawk Therapy.
Yeah.
What's good?
Hey. Welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, definitely. We also have Chief Nighthawk here.
That's right.
Well in spirit. Mm-hmm. So before I, you know, begin, I wanted to say like this, I wanted to give a shout out to Emerson Blue. This brother been telling me a lot about the legend of your husband, about everything that y'all have been doing for the community.
Okay.
And y'all been doing it in truth and righteousness. Mm-hmm. And honesty and positivity.
Yeah.
You know, during this, and I feel like, you know, our platform, I'm glad and I'm honored to have you here.
Yeah.
Because the spiritual community been going through a mix right now, been getting some of the bad seeds out.
Yes.
And y'all always been the good seeds.
No.
And y'all always been flourishing and healing people. Mm-hmm. And it's just an honor, you know, to be in your presence, be an honor to hear about the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we all here to hear the story. Like, I want to start there.
I'm so grateful to be here. I'm glad that you have me here, and I'm excited to talk about Chief Nighthawk for all of the people that don't know him. Baba Soul, you know him, knew him.
Aquarian brother, right?
Now. Yeah, okay.
Aquarian brother.
Yes.
Hey.
So you know, I mean, what do you want? Where do you want me to start? You know.
Okay. For the people who don't know.
Yes.
If you could, you know, tell them what services.
Yes.
How you and your husband, how y'all started.
Mm-hmm.
It just the impact.
Yeah, so this journey started over 10 years ago. We started by going to ceremonies with different shamans that would come to the States and ayahuasca ceremonies. So we started there. Telus felt very much called to the medicine, and I really had predicted it. You know, prior to even doing ceremonies, you know, I'm an artist, and I had did a canvas piece with his locks that he had decided to cut his locks off. And I said, you know, you're a shaman on that piece. And he was like, what's that? You know, and we still have that piece. But, you know, I explained to him what a shaman was, because you have to remember, I met him maybe a year after he got out of prison. So I got to see and witness a huge transformation of somebody that I've known on both sides of that coin, of being a medicine man, being a father, being my mate, you know, for almost 17 years. So when Tellus got called to the medicine, you know, that's after much work that he had did on himself. Really digging deep and taking the time, you know, to really mend a lot of brokenness, I would say, that we all have, especially us in this Black community. We go through, we have specific traumas and stuff that, you know, is unique to us. And what happens with the medicine is that we are able to tap into those, to our DNA, and really ratify, eradicate a lot of things that we deal with that's very common, such as racial trauma. You know, when as a Black man in America, I'm not a Black man, but I remember going to Cuba with someone and they were like, I've never felt, you know, as a Black man, this is the first time that no one is looking at me and judging me and feeling threatened by me, you know? And that was so huge for me, because I was like, dang, you know, and this person was 50 years old. So I think a lot of times Black men have a particular trauma in itself that you kind of desensitize yourself to, you know what I'm saying? But it's there. And that's just one of the facets that, you know, we deal with as a community. You know, so the plant medicine, psychedelics have really, to me, if done right in sacred settings, really come to help us along our journey. And we're not doing anything new. The ancients did this too. The indigenous peoples, this is what they did. So we're just coming back online during this renaissance of psychedelics and saying we demand our position.
And, you know, I want to, you know, speak about that. Like last week I was doing my trainings for a certified peer specialist, right? And they was talking on the subject matter about healing from trauma.
Yes.
And everyone wrote down different suggestions. I was one of the people that wrote down mushroom trips. And they kind of looked at me a little weird, you know what I'm saying? And I quickly had to educate them that, hey, you know, these was used by the ancients.
Yes.
And these really do help. Yes. When they're not abused.
Absolutely.
And just like my good brother, just like my good brother Baba Soul said, I remember at the wellness event a couple years ago, you have to put your intention into these plants.
Yes.
You know, and use them in a certain space. So I want to say, for the people that don't know about
ayahuasca.
I always say ashwagandha.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
I was about to say ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha right in
there. Yeah, yeah. For the people who don't know about
ayahuasca.
There you go.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
What is it?
So it is, it's a plant that is native to Peru. In that it is psychoactive. Basically, it is called the visionary medicine, meaning you can have visions, past, present, or future, and everything in between, you know what I'm saying? And we also call her grandmother. So, you know, like most of our grandmothers, you know, your grandma don't play, but she's there to she's there to love on you. Regardless to what you got going on, right? She's there to give you correction, direction, constructive criticism need be, right? So a lot of times what I found very in my own personal journeys with ayahuasca, I found very common is that if it really changes your perception about things that have happened to you. So say that you were abused at 5 years old. And you've only been able to see that experience one way. What Aya has the potential to do is to help you see it a different way. Like, for instance, if you hadn't gone through that, you wouldn't be the person you are today. And she might show you that in real time. In efforts for you to be able to look at it from a different lens. And once you look at it from a different lens, this is what frees us. This is what heals us. Essentially, healing is a change of perception, which in a lot of times is a miracle. Mm-hmm. And what is a miracle? Something that seems impossible, but happens anyway. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say about ayahuasca. And that's the way it kind of reboots the Tellus would always say, Chief Nighthawk would always say, it's like cleaning your hard drive. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a computer that you have so much information on, it starts running sluggish, starts running slow, starts having viruses. And so the human body is where they got the template for all this technology. You know what I'm saying? If we're honest. And so that template, where you say, we're going to start cleaning this computer up so that you can function better. So that is the aim and the goal of, I would say, of ayahuasca. Yes.
So I've actually done a hape
ceremony
as well. Could you inform me the difference between the two? My first hape was an immaculate experience. Okay. So I'm not too sure. I've heard about an ayahuasca ceremony as well, but I never could officiate the two. How does that work?
I mean, they're very different because hape is not psychoactive. Super different. You know what I'm saying? Ayahuasca will last you at least 5 hours. So that's just on the base level. Yeah, they're two different worlds.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And for our audience, what is a
hape?
What is a hape?
Hape.
A hape.
Yes. So it's basically like nose snuff. You know how you have the snuff that people chew in their mouth? Mm-hmm. But this is a snuff that is also from indigenous peoples where they make it. There's different hapes. So sometimes the community or the tribe would do hape before they hunt. They would do hape before they eat. After they eat, there's hape for you for when you go to bed. So it's administered through the nose.
Yeah.
And basically clears a lot of mucus. You would be surprised how many people are just not smelling, not tasting on a daily basis. And so when the senses are dull, so will the intuition be. Because they're all, the senses are all linked together.
Bars.
So... You know, that's what all these medicines, they're to invigorate the senses, to invigorate the third eye, the sixth sense, you know what I'm saying? So that you can make better decisions in life. Because when you are making decisions from limited information, my left nostril don't work, or I can't taste my food, that may make you eat more or eat less, you know, it just depends. So you want to make decisions when you can look at the full spectrum of reality. But it's hard to do that when you're clouded by so many different things in your environment, what you have to do. You're a mother, you got kids, you're a father, you got to go to 9 to 5, you know, these, all these things as you get older really take a toll on your well-being, you know, and you don't, and if you don't have a context to measure that by, you don't know how far that goes. So these medicines are kind of like a wake up call to like, yo, I got to get myself together, or I didn't know how much this was affecting me.
Got a comment on the stream. Gratitude for all the chief has meant and still means to the community. God bless, Annie.
Oh, thank you. Emerson. Thank you. Oh, Emerson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long live the chief.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Wow. You know, like this is like, so like all these ceremonies that y'all do helps bring people back. And I want to give a testimony of my own personal experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I had experience with my good brother Emerson and my brother Baba Soul over here. Mm-hmm. I had experience where I tried a hot pay and I tried the sweat lodge in my first time and wanted to say, with the hot pay, it sharpened my senses. I was able to hear the crickets better.
Yes.
I was able to feel the grass. I was grounded. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt like electricity in the middle of my brain. It was like an electrical charge. And then going into the sweat lounge, and I mean, just sweated. Yeah. Just yeah. sweated and hopping back in. I mean, hopping back out, you know, feeling the breeze. It opened the pores. It was like a burst of energy. Like I was doing martial arts, you know what I mean? I was doing kung fu. Yeah, bruh. Like literally, I felt like Goku. I felt like a Super Saiyan, you know what I mean? I started doing my... Everybody loves kung fu fighting. Yeah. But like that was the vibe. I was like, yo, imagine if more people, you know, on a Saturday night, instead of going to a club or a lounge, heal yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, making that, if that was a staple, you know, we would probably have a better community. And that,
that's my main goal as well, to to provide the knowledge and information how important it is to be intentional about the things that you do. A lot of people go to the club and they go to church on the next day. A lot of people say, oh God, I'm protected by God. God is my savior. God is this, God is that, God is this. But are you really cleaning the inside as much as you are clean on the outside? Are you that fresh how you say you are on the outside as your insides? So the actions don't align. The foods that you eat do not align. And people can argue with me day in and day out. My grandparents lived to 90, 95, 100 years old eating meat. But you guys are reading this scripture. It tells you the Most High does not partake in meat. The Most High does not partake in foolery or any kind of foods or anything that will deteriorate the health, deteriorate the soul, deteriorate the mind, deteriorate the path that you are designed to go to. Most people don't get that.
Yeah, and
yeah, ahead. Please
go ahead.
Well, I'm a Gnostic, so I study the word a lot. You know what I'm saying? And what you're speaking of is the Old Testament. You know, when the bodies were new, the new beings on the planet, they weren't able to digest those different things. You know, but in the New Testament, or where not. Christ or Yahshua, whatever you want to call him, where not, also came to renew and establish new laws as well as correct the things that were being done wrong. And he mentioned that it don't matter what you eat now. You know what I'm saying? Because what you eat does not defile you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. So when you spew judgment and hate based off of what somebody eats, you're no better than the next person. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know a lot of people that eat meat. I eat meat now. I used to be vegan for 16 years, but I feel a whole lot better now.
So I can eat a steak. Thank you, brother. Because I'm over here sweating. I got all this sin in my spirit. I'm like, whoosh. If they only knew what I was about to do after this show.
I ain't even recording. I was just holding it. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just really feel like at this point, there's a new world being created.
Yes, yes.
And that this is what the messages of all the prophets were speaking of. You know what I'm saying? But it just comes down to your temple is your church. You know what I'm saying? So when you have your temple and you're doing the cleanse, you know what I'm saying? You're going back and remembering through your DNA, through all your ancestors. Mm-hmm. And you bringing back stuff that we need, because right now, we so wrapped up in technology. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it don't really make sense.
Yeah. And we're not focused on the real technology. The nature tech.
Yeah.
This nature outside. Tech. Imagine the world with no nature. I wouldn't want to be here.
Oh, yeah.
No sun, no grass, no mountains, no trees. Man, all these trees in Georgia. I love being in Georgia just because of the trees. When I have people visit, they all say, man, I breathe better here. I'm so used to it, but I notice it when I travel, you know. So imagine not having nature.
I actually had a dream this year where, in this dream, I was me, but I was a woman. Mm-hmm. And I was swimming in the ocean to this island. Mm-hmm. And this island, it was just all mechanical. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, it was just nothing but women. and it was women with women. But I was talking to a figure, and in the dream, it's like the figure was a leader or a mayor. Anyway, when I was talking to, you know, the figure, you know, she was around all these women, but the women was robots. Mm-hmm. You know, really, if you ask me, that dream was a dream from an alternate dimension of an alternate future, or maybe this future. I don't know. But that dream always stuck with me. So when you said, because in that dream, it wasn't no trees. It was just machines, you know, it was just mechanical.
Yeah.
So when you said a life without nature, it made me reflect on the dream. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I want to shift the conversation back to the focus of you, Madam Clark, and Chief Nighthawk. I see that y'all have an event coming up in October.
Yes.
Would you mind shedding a little bit more light on that?
So Chief Nighthawk was a lecturer. So he would go around to different psychedelic conventions and give a talk, give a speech, or teach a class. And so the last one we went to this year before his passing was in April, was the Miami Psychedelic Conference at Miami University. And it was very nice because I a lot of times wouldn't go to these events, but I went to this event because I was born in Miami. So I thought, maybe I go home, I get to go to the beach, you know. I'm like, I'm going to this one. So I was glad that I went because I was able to meet a lot of people not knowing this was going to happen. You see what I'm saying? And so literally we were in the Airbnb and Tellus was taking a nap. And when he woke up, he said, why don't we have a psychedelic conference in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. I said, "Dad, that's crazy because Atlanta is the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are we, it's all these people, black people's here doing psychedelics. You know what I'm saying? But I've never heard of that. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, we need to create that. And literally we have a black and white board in our house. And that was one of the last things he wrote on there is plan for psychedelic conference. We had said October, everything. And so I wanted to carry that forward and still do it, even though he's not here, because I think it's very necessary that we have education around psychedelics and not just Woodstocking these things that have come to help us so that people, the college people in colleges, people whose children will do psychedelics one day, you won't be just thinking these are drugs and what is my child doing and you demonizing them for, to be educated about what this is from different perspectives, not one perspective, because even if they decriminalize it and all of that, that's talked about, they want to just keep it in one sector of mental health. You know what I'm saying? It's saying somebody with a PhD or a therapist sitting there while you got on the eye mask and headphones laying in the bed, that's a ceremony. That is not a ceremony. It doesn't have any elements, no nature, nothing. And so that's where they want to, you know, keep it streamlined in that way. Only certain people could sit with those people. You have to be certified. You have to all these rules. And so then it will be hell of expensive, which keeps out marginalized people. So the whole we have the GoFundMe. I think you posted, and the GoFundMe is for his ultimate vision was to have a healing center. Buy some land, have a healing center where not only that he would utilize, but other healers as well, for black and brown peoples to really go deep and have a sacred space that's our own, that we feel comfortable. Because see, you know, a lot of times when we first started doing ceremonies, we would sit with a lot of groups that was mainly Caucasian people. They would tell us, y'all doing what white folks do. You see what I'm saying?
I get that all the time.
And that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? But now it's more of us doing it, and you know, the stigmas are lifting.
Yeah.
But that was a whole different type of experience where you had to think about your safety. You had to think about, should I close my eyes? Should I not close my eyes? Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be thinking about that when you're on medicine. Mm-hmm. So this is in efforts for, that's what the Legacy Fund is about, is raising enough money. And what my goal is to do is not only do the psychedelic conference, but also we're going to be doing some things next year where I'm going to finish his book And we're going to have a documentary about Chief Nighthawk, but just Black peoples and psychedelics, period. So I want to have that, you know, I want to have education, you know, is I'm a teacher, you know, it's a big learning curve out here to not pigeonhole certain things as one particular thing, but have a wide scope. Because one thing Chief Nighthawk always talked about was humanity evolving. And that's what the brother was trying to say to when you were speaking, is that this is not about good or bad. We passed that. This is about things you haven't even seen. We're evolving into something that we haven't even seen yet. And that can be a cause for alarm for some people, because it's like, I don't know if I want to go over there. I've never been there. But some of us are brave enough to really go into that new frontier and with eyes open and say, okay, I'm going to go over there myself and I'm going to let y'all know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Chief Nighthawk was that person. I'm that person. You know what I'm saying? So when you elevate your message to a brighter scope, you get to reach a lot more people, because no one feels I can't go over there because she only talk. I eat meat. Give me a ghetto girl who eat pork and got a good heart any day. Then all these other people running out here who don't eat meat. I'm a plant based.
And they fake.
And they have bad character.
Fake is I don't know what.
Yeah. They don't treat you right. Mm. So I don't have, my whole thing is character.
Come on now.
Chief's whole thing was character.
Come on, sister.
Yes.
Come on, sister. Come on.
Because that's all. It really don't matter what you've chosen in your life. But can you do the simplest thing is just treat your brother like you would want to be treated.
Yes.
It's a real simple concept.
Love and kind.
But it's hard to do for a lot of people. I feel like it's only right for me to, in kind, show that gratitude. Like, I'm very grateful for the community, and they really did what they said it was going to do. And I'm just saying, this is a continuation. This is a marathon. This ain't no sprint. You know, this legacy, I'm really understanding what legacy is. And we need to, as Black people, pillars in our community, we need to do more in that direction, and not just for celebrities. You know, somebody's buying Bob Marley's album right now.
Yeah.
That's how you live forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're riding that wave that this man, Chief Nighthawk, already created. I can't let that die. You know what I'm saying? I would be remiss. I would not be doing my children a favor if I don't do this. Mm-hmm. So in his honor, we want to keep it, you know, keep it innovative, you know, because that's what kind of, he was a straight pioneer. He was not only a medicine man, but he was a prolific artist, not of only a musician, but also made a lot of different medicine things that go around the medicine world, like this, you know, like this owl feather fan, prayer fan, like my necklace. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to my medicine bag I wear. So he created a lot of a lifestyle around what it is that he was doing on a daily basis. And when I met him, he didn't do none of these things. So it just shows you how the medicine, I became a better artist, how the medicine really learns you about yourself.
Okay.
There's nothing more important. Everybody, you can learn 50 million things about Baba Soul. If I don't know me, if I don't like me, none of that matters. So, you know, this is a homage to people and humanity. We have to raise the consciousness by being ourselves. If you be yourself, you be yourself, she be herself, we'll all get there. Mm-hmm. But at the point that we want to have imposter syndrome, when we want to wear these masks that they had us wearing all these 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that was such a metaphor for the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not see it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't wearing that shit.
Yeah.
Breathing
because
in your
that
own
is
air.
That is a that's a state of mind. Yep. COVID was a frequency. The word, each word has a frequency. The more you say that word, the more it's around you. That shit didn't come around me and my family.
Hell,
come on, man.
And I work with the public. I'm a hairstylist. I wasn't hiding. And it's not a brag. It's just saying, this is my world. This is my circumference. Who's in charge of your circumference? Because if it ain't you, you probably won't like what's happening. If someone else is talking for you, speaking for you, all these programs, that's what the medicine is really trying to debunk, is all these programs that we all have, started from when we're little shorties. So when we can uproot those and say, what is serving me now at 30? What's serving me now at 40? Because I ain't 8 years old no more. And you have to go in there. That's the work. Everybody's talking like all these big, but if you simplify it, that's the work. You've been to school. You done got all these different programmings. You don't even know who you are. One of my favorite movies is Tropic Thunder, because they were kind of showing you in a spoof type of way what actors go through. But we ain't even getting paid to act, and folks out here acting. You know what I'm saying? So you got to unpack that. Set that shit on a table. Why am I carrying all this stuff around? What purpose does it serve? And when you see that it doesn't serve a purpose, you can just simply throw it in the fire. Because travel light as a feather. They weren't just saying that in the 42 laws of Maat. Mm-hmm. That's the judgment. Light as a feather. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the less that we have, that we have to say, I have to carry this. My mama had it. My grandmother had it. No, you don't. Choices. We all have them. But most people don't utilize your choice for whatever reasons. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would just say that if you don't know anything about psychedelics, I'm not going to sit here and say psychedelics is for everybody, but it is a great precursor to you doing your work. It's the fast track in a lot of ways for you to do your work. It's not something new that we're doing. So more than likely, you'll come online because the DNA in you is 10 million years old plus. So somebody in your lineage did these medicines. I guarantee you. So when you bring that back online, you have a more sense of homeostasis. That's the goal. I'm not saying you will automatically have it. If you don't do your work, ain't nothing. It don't matter what you do. You know, if you don't do your homework that you supposed to know you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's about being a full grown. You're not a full grown adult until you're 44. So if you're less than 44 in this room, give yes. yourself a break. Look, you know?
And a hush comes over the room.
Oh, I'm loud and proud. I am not 44.
I'm almost there.
Shout out to Latifah Foster. Generational choices.
Absolutely.
Hey, Latifah.
Yeah. Ashe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You said a lot of gems, diamonds, garnet, emeralds.
She went platinum. Mm-hmm. She went platinum.
Yeah. You went platinum with everything that you said, and it's a lot that we could dissect and meditate mm-hmm. on each one. But I want to pick one about the character.
Okay.
You know, that really spoke to me mm-hmm. because that's what is you know, about. My brother Emerson was telling me mm-hmm. about Chief Nighthawk. Mm-hmm. When he was doing the ceremonies, never took advantage of anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful.
It is.
Like, that's really noble, because I know when people are under the influence of mushrooms and these, they could be easily suggestible.
Sure. Yes.
You know?
I mean, absolutely. Your integrity, who you are, I would say anyone doing this work, you have to have dealt with your base level self.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't covered those bases yet, when you get into your path and your purpose, it's just going to amplify whatever it is that you is.
Whatever it is that you is.
That's it. And so that's why a lot of people get told on.
Yeah.
They don't mean to be. Yeah. But some of us could just see right through that facade. You know
what
I'm saying?
Could you tell us where to start for those who are listening? Where can we start on our journey to heal or figure out a sense of our root chakra? How can we get to that first element to elevate?
Being honest. Yes. Being honest. Because if you ain't honest with yourself, who cares about the others? But if you're honest with yourself, start there. You can just have a conversation in the mirror. Start there. Who am I being myself? Mm. Questions are gateways.
Ooh.
Yep. And the answers are always within you.
Questions are gateways. Whew. So start there. ask the difficult questions to you.
Yep.
Why do I respond this way? I hate that. Why do you dig underneath those in those cobwebs in them corners? Because a lot of things didn't begin with you. Give folk back their stuff. Oh, that's how my mama operated. I don't like that. I'm getting that back to her. Facts. Oh, that's my grandma.
That sounds.
I don't have to, again, choices.
That sounds like a little bit of asking people to be accountable. Do you think people are able to do that in this day and age?
If you're not doing it, then no.
Okay.
Accountable to who?
Yourself. You gotta admit your flaws and faults. What I see in this day and age is when you have a circle of people telling you you may be wrong. Or just one person telling you you may be wrong, right? They'll go to social media to ask for an audience to coincide, to go along with their being right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's you're fighting against this system versus this reality. Mm-hmm. And people are going to the system versus going to reality. And that's helping people get accountable for where they are with themselves.
Or the fantasy.
Or the fantasy. There you go. I call it the matrix. We're stuck in the matrix.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, like I said, you have to get out of the world of good or bad. That's the first start. Because there's so many worlds. There's level to truths. There's level to lies. So what level, what we talking about? If you stay in neutral, you can go forwards or you can go backwards. But if you in drive, you're only going forward. If you in reverse, you're only going backwards. So I just try to stay in neutral spaces, but that's wisdom. And that takes you some time to learn. I'm not always successful, but I do. That's how I can rise above strife, irritation, because I used to have a big problem with being irritated by people. It's like, why you don't get this? It's right here. They like, I don't see that. And then I had to go into the multiverse of a plethora of perceptions. From your perception, you're right, Wayne. From your perception, Baba Soul, you right. I'm right too. You see, how is that possible? Because of perceptions.
Because of perception.
I don't have to agree with your perception. I don't have to agree with his. But I can look from your lens, even if it's temporary. That's wisdom. Because that's what psychedelics helped me go into that world. Where I don't have to state one way or the other. So it cut out on my frustrations I was having, you know, because from your eye level, you're right. A child, if it was a little kid in here, they might not see all the way over there. So they just describing what's in their scope of field. They not wrong. We just taller. That's it. So, you know, that's where I feel like people should be getting to, but you got to make a start about being honest about what it is that you are and what is you not, and being accountable for the shit that you do or have done, you know, even if it's just with you. So like that, it's a personal experience, you know, I feel like dealing with medicines and stuff, because if you did them by yourself, it's just you and the medicine. And you got to deal with that, what they showed you. You know what I'm saying? What did you do with the information? Did you bring anything back? You know, like me and Chief Nighthawk, we would always talk about what it was that we brought back that other people could use. Not only us, but other people. So some people go out there and they don't see nothing. They don't bring nothing back. Just, I saw a bright light and then I went in this doorway. It's like, that's great.
No downloads.
But I can't really use that collectively, you know. So now that's going into the exploration avenues, you know, of the medicine. Because it's a tool. These are technologies. You know, so you want to look at them if you look at them from that lens, then it's like it changes things. Versus saying, like the government said, these are just drugs.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, why are they Schedule Ones? Because they don't want you to see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Primarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, go into the other worlds. It's just in the next room. Like we open this door in another room.
different portals.
Yeah. So, like, how has your journey been as far as with the plant medicine and you meeting the and you meeting Brother Chief Nighthawk?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Well, let's see, getting hot. Well, I would say my first time meeting Chief Nighthawk was about 7, maybe 8 years ago. I don't know. It was probably around the time my daughter had been born, maybe about 2 or 3 years. I can't remember. She's 9 now. But I went to an ayahuasca ceremony somewhere up north Georgia. And he was one of the brothers playing instruments. And he also did a little bit of the translating for the shaman. Because the shaman, he wasn't from here. He didn't speak English at all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm fortunate to have that experience the first time because he had a Merlin. You know what I'm talking about? It was a long instrument. You ever seen Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
And they playing that instrument. He had one of those. And when I was in the ceremony, I was there to drum and also partake. But that Merlin, man, it really, like, carried me into where I needed to. Because that ceremony, I went to see my ancestors. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of wild things. I seen myself die a couple of times in that ceremony. I seen that I was always a medicine man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that every lifetime I'll come back and do the same thing because this is an ongoing battle for humans. And there are these entities that exist. They're like dark matter entities that take over our bodies. You know what I'm saying? And they use us because they don't have actual vessels. You know what I'm saying? This has been going on forever. I was taught this. You know what I'm saying? And when I was able to like build with Tellus after this ceremony, you know what I mean? Me and him thought alike, you know what I mean? And I started to build with him more and just try to inquire more. And I feel kind of bad because over the last year or whatever, I didn't get to see him as much, you know what I mean? I've been busy doing a lot of different things and moving around, but over the years, though, I would go and just sit with him, you know, I would get my pay from him, you know what I'm saying? We would talk, I would go to the sweats, you know what I mean? And he was always one of the individuals that spoke the truth about everything, you know what I mean? And that's kind of what fueled me to stay on my path because in this medicine, this sacred plant medicine world, you know, you got sorcerers, you know what I'm saying? You got sorceresses as well, you know what I mean? Is that the right word to say it?
It's the right word to say
it. Yeah, and you know, you got to be real... You got to be real vigilant in that world because you, as a new person, ain't never took no medicine like that. You got to have the right people to guide you in those spaces, you know what I mean? And he also gave other medicines like Cambo, you know what I mean?
San Pedro.
And it's a lot of different things that people trusted him with, you know what I mean? And I feel like that right there is merit. You know, that's spiritual merit when you do good karma for good people. You know what I mean? I feel like his family going to be, they're going to be A1, you know what I mean, from all the spiritual merits that he put into other individuals. Because he was not only just working with the general public, he was messing with celebrities and stuff like that. You probably didn't know it because these people will be trying to tap into themselves too. Going through Hollywood, going through sports, all these different things. Like, we be so adamant to be have a status and become somebody in this what Dalai call it the matrix. You know what I'm saying? But like in the medicine world, we pulling ourselves out of it. We're constantly fighting against it to reveal people what they actually have a veil over. You know what I mean? And it's hard unless you take the medicine. You know. But you also got to take it with the right guidance and stuff. So I was fortunate to meet him and sit with him a few times, you know what I mean? But I had more conversations than I did with medicine with him. And I think that's medicine too. Yeah. To be able to reflect with somebody and share
your points of views and thoughts, and also get guidance, you know what I mean? Because he was a big bro to me, and we were both Aquarius, too. So it's just like, you don't meet too many Aquarius that are also doing psychedelic medicine and helping people, because I had been doing mushrooms and DMT and all kind of different things before I got on ayahuasca. But that ceremony in itself changed my whole trajectory into what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? Because it showed me who I was, and I was on the right path, because Tellus was a part of that ceremony, and he had everybody write down why they were here. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you in this ceremony? What do you want to get from it? And I think that a lot of times people don't even ask you that. They just, take your money, sit you down, give you whatever water cut night. Cause you know, I done sat a few times now since then. And the brew ain't as strong as it was then. When I drank it in that first ceremony, it was like mud and raisins. You know what I'm saying? It was thick. It was like drinking Hennessy though. You know, it burned when it went down. I haven't purged yet from ayahuasca. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I think it's a good thing. I think I'm able to contain medicine, transmute it into life. But with that, you know what I'm saying? All the other ceremonies, they've been like water. You know what I mean? It's been cut. It ain't been that strong. I don't go where I need to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I can say, you know, as far as my dealings with bro. But the high pay that I gave you, I got it from Tellus, you know what I mean? Chief Nighthawk, you know what I mean? Even the cigar box, my teepee, my caripe, all came from him. I ain't never get no other medicine or any other tools but from him, because I trusted him like that. Like, I looked up to him, you know what I mean? So, like, for real, that's how I want to keep his legacy going too. You know what I mean? And just by what he placed upon me.
I love that.
Yes. So y'all speak about purging. You're speaking about purging. We all know what purging means. Of course, getting rid of waste that does not belong, or anything that does not belong into our bodies. Now, are you hopping with Hoppe? Are you supposed to purge with the ayahuasca ceremony? Are you supposed to purge? Can you tell us how does that work? How does that operate? He also talked about some people kept it in. I remember I had a Hoppe ceremony at one point, and I ate very heavy before that, and I wanted to throw up, but I actually just we had to breathe it in and, you know, let the medicine do its work. So can you tell us more about that?
There are Hoppes that induce purging. Some people do, you know what I'm saying? It's not everybody. There are different ways that purge looks, let's say that. So crying, sweating, yawning, doing number two in the bathroom, is a big one. So it's not just vomiting, but it's, you know, it's thoughts, even getting those out. So purging looks different for different people. You're going to do one of those things in that pantheon. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't physically throw up, I'm sure you've purged in other ways.
I can tell you, that ceremony that I was with Tellus on ayahuasca, it showed me how I had a lower vibrational entity that was in my root. You know what I'm saying? And like, so ever since I was a little child, managed, you know what I'm saying? I've been watching porn before I even knew what porn was. You know what I'm saying? I was exposed to sex. Now, I think the creator, I was never molested or raped, but I think mentally I was molested by porn and stuff. And so that was placed into me through my eyes. You know what I mean? And so, like, I was always going after sex. I was a very sexual deviant in life, you know what I mean? And in that ceremony, I swear, I tell you this, I went to the bathroom and, like, I seen all of, like, the sexual encounters that I've had in my life and how they translated from that first moment of when I seen porn and all that kind of stuff. And I pissed, and there was a dark entity slug that came out of my lingual, you know what I'm saying? And it slid into the toilet. And after that, tears came out of my eyes, but I felt so much joy. I was like, wow, did I just do that? And it was like, that was a lust demon or something, you know what I mean? And after that,
I interacted and I seen other people's leaving them. There was a woman in that ceremony. She had them flying in her and out of her. And she kept saying, get off of me, get off of me. You know what I mean? I don't know if everybody else could see it because I wear glasses. I got contacts in right now. But I took them out for that ceremony. I didn't have nothing on. And my ancestors told me they were going to show me what I need to see. And I was seeing everything. I was seeing everybody's traumas, everything they had to release. There was a brother next to me that was yelling and stuff coming out of his mouth. You know what I mean? There's so many different ways to purge. You know what I'm saying? You can laugh your ass off by purging too.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? It'll feel like you're vomiting while you're laughing, mm-hmm. but it's a laugh. You know what I mean? It's something that you need to get out that are deep, deep stored into your subconscious.
Got a comment on the stream. Outstanding. Well, you're doing just that with that sacred sweat lodge. You facilitate Last Shadow. Thank us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, no.
Definitely. Hey,
Washita Wellness Center. Shout out.
Okay. Definitely. Shouts out the Wellness Center. You know, and I want to say shouts out to Baba Soul Emerson. Yeah. They got a sweat lounge that they're doing too. Y'all
sweat
make sure.
Lodge, man.
Scooby, a sweat lodge. A sweat lodge.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be careful because the lodge and the lounge is two different things. Yeah, hey, I go to lounges to sweat for different reasons. Okay.
This was the lounge. Bugs out here, spiders and everything.
Yeah. So y'all definitely tap in with him. I want to ask. Well, I want to bring one more thing up.
Sure.
I think it's beautiful, and like just this year, now that I realize it, you know, I'm seeing it more. A lot more of our people embracing their Native American mm-hmm. parts of them. Mm-hmm. You know, embracing mm-hmm. that culture.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm seeing it more. You know, and just like I was telling Soul, like I'm able to appreciate it and see the beauty and mm-hmm. the magic and the power in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what tribe was Chief Nighthawk in?
So he was a part of Yamasee Nation. Mm-hmm. He was the official medicine man for them. So that is something that he tapped into with the medicines he was able to make. He got maybe like 15 headdresses he made. Bunch of prayer fans. I mean, he collected birds, you know, that's why he'd achieved Nighthawk, which is an owl, you know what I'm saying? And the, he's a native of Atlanta. So Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Carolinas, all of that, was a part of the, you know, Yamasee Nation, you know, that was the original, a lot of the original names that was for indigenous peoples here that looked like you and I. And then that was, you know, when we say Native American, a lot of people have an image in their mind that don't look like us.
Yes.
And so he was just representing, you know, who we are, because when you go in those worlds, you see this, you know what I'm saying? You get the inspiration, you know, like I've always known about my native side and my family because we've always talked about it. My people are out there in Oklahoma, but also my daddy's peoples is from Georgia and stuff like that. So so a lot of us is just we're not doing nothing new on no stretch of the imagination. What we are doing is remembering. And that is very powerful at a time like this, that the children, that we are on notice about these things that's just coming back online. You know, and so the more we do our work, the more things come back online, because now you have space. Now you have clarity for them to come and teach you. You know what I'm saying? So you can represent that. And so he represented that well. A lot of people thought he was just, you know, doing stuff, you know, like he wasn't tapped into it. But he wasn't just called Chief Nighthawk. That's really what he is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even now when he visit me and, you know, stuff happens, you know, the owls will go crazy, you know, and we've always had owls around us in my backyard every night for years, over 10 years. And when I found out people don't hear owls, I was like, really? Or seahawks. I'm like, this is an everyday lifestyle for me. Mm-hmm. hummingbirds, you know, I see them every year. You know, some people never see a hummingbird. Like, I've seen a lot of things because that world opens up to you. Before it was closed, now it's open to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that teaches you, because if it's a grasshopper on your car, you might want to look that up. You don't want to just knock them away and get in your car like that wasn't no message. So the subtle things, people be looking for this hoopla, but it'd be the subtle things that's learning, supposed to learn you, but you done missed it. Because you're looking for bells and whistles. That ain't how them spirits be talking sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very calm. So you have to learn how your intuition works so that you can follow your intuition, not someone else's. But you have to look around you. It's answers everywhere. But where, if you have a particular way the answer need to come to you, you're going to miss it.
You're going to miss it.
So, yeah, Yamasee Nation, and he definitely embodied that. A lot of the things that we were learning were from ceremonies that we would bring back and utilize, and it checked out in this reality. So, yeah, you know, I'm really trying to have that representation at the ceremony. I mean, sorry, at the conference that's coming up in October. I got to just wait on my confirmation for that. But I want to, that's why I said heavy on the culture, because we want to bring in those type of understanding of feathers as technology. Not just some, oh, this is cute, but wow, as a real technology, as a tool.
So you spoke on the feathers. I find feathers quite frequently, almost every week. Sizes varies. I literally found one this big as I was exercising at a track. So can you give a brief information about what it means when you find feathers? How can you tap into finding feathers? Because I have deers that's always in my yard. I have feathers that always comes to me. So I know the meaning. But can you bring insight to those who are also watching and listening to us as well? What does these
things mean? It's really just about how much you're paying attention. You might walk by something every day. It's just like, for instance, say you get a new car that's, you know, white.
You see that car.
Now you see that car everywhere. Why? Yeah. Because you have that car. Whereas before, that car didn't exist in your world.
Red Cardinals, too. I say, hey, they're talking to us. They're like, no, they're not. And I'm like, hey. I speak to them and they're like, chirp, chirp. And they're like, they probably spoke back to you.
And if you knew Chief Nighthawk, he had one of the illest whistles that just was non-human, wouldn't you say? Like, I listen to his whistles now and I'll just be like, I wish I could do that. Like, he would talk to the birds on a regular basis.
Really?
Through his whistle. Yeah. Because that world is open to you. But if you think that animals are just in your circumference just because, then it's not real to you.
Yeah.
It's okay. When it opens up to you, that's when you're supposed to know about it. Not a moment sooner. So.
I like to add to that too. I feel like birds are messengers, you know, the closest things to angels that we could interpret here on this planet. And so when you find these feathers, you know what I mean? It's a cursor, you know what I mean? It was like a stamp on your timeline. Think about what are you thinking about at that time?
Yeah.
What are you moving? What vibration are you on when you find those different things, you know? Because like when I found that red tail feather yesterday, I had picked up a blue jay feather right before that. And then I was like, man, I love blue jay feathers, but boy, I really love red-tailed hawk feathers. And I tell you, as soon as I said that, it was right there in front of me. And it was like, I don't know if my mind picked that up before or if I would just manifested it or if it was in alignment with just how I'm moving, because I'm moving in a certain kind of way right now. And every time I'm telling somebody something, I look up. And my spirit animal's flying up. My red tail, you know what I mean? When we were sweating the other night, we heard the Nighthawk.
Yeah.
Remember that? And we poured up. We poured for Chief. And
we did.
And he was out there. You know what I mean? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Well, all them different things. You know what I'm saying?
So, I want to go ahead and close off
this
interview. Everyone, make sure y'all subscribe to the Vibe Nighthawk Therapy and Yoni,
_ Pooja Atlanta.
Definitely. For y'all could be up to date. We have reviewed the theme of purging, getting things out of your body. Also, as well as being more open-minded to psychedelics. It may be for you or it may not be. Mm-hmm. But don't just listen to what the government tell you. You do your own research. Mm-hmm. And everything that we're doing ain't nothing new. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it. And so I want to make sure y'all subscribe to the Vibe of Baba Soul. Appreciate his testimony, his insight. Thank you. Definitely. Subscribe to the Vibe of Empress Ashanti. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the Vibe of Yale Entertainment. And I want to close this off with some words. Remembering. Mm-hmm. You've been here before. You already walked this walk. You already talked the talk. You just got to remember. Remembering why you're here. Remembering the lessons you learned. Remembering your purpose. Remembering about your people. Purging yourself from the illness that's in this world. Purging yourself from the negative programs. The program for you to hate yourself. The program for you to not love who you are. The program for you to be of this status, to be of this caliber. Rid yourself of it and just be you. Does it serve you? Mm-hmm. Let loose of the idea of good and bad and focus on what serves you. Mm-hmm. Yes, have morals and moralities. But you create them. And you empower yourself with them. Mm-hmm. And focus on getting back to yourself and remembering your legacy. Just like today, we are in remembrance and acknowledgement of the legend of Chief Nighthawk, mm-hmm. and everything that he has did for our community to grow, to flourish, to elevate. Now find your purpose, find your gift, and use that to elevate. Use that to motivate. Use that to raise people into a higher place. Mm-hmm. Use that power that's inside of you to bring it back to the people, for they got knowledge, the power inside of them. All power to the people.
All power to the people.
Let's get it. Hey. Hey.